you're a QuickBooks customer looking to grow your business without the growing pains, you need the Intuit ERP. Upgrade to Intuit Enterprise Suite in a matter of hours. It's the AI-native ERP from the makers of QuickBooks. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Do you have someone in mind right now? Because you said all the people you did have in mind have been taken out. What do you think?
Well, most of the people we had in mind are dead. So, you know, we had some in mind from that group that is dead. And now we have another group. They may be dead also, based on reports. Mm. So I guess you have a third wave coming in. Pretty soon we're not going to know anybody. But we have, Venezuela was so incredible because we did the attack.
So POTUS right now is in the Oval Office. And that's the answer that I wanted you guys to hear, is what happens next? Like what happens, you know, the next person who comes along? And he said, yeah, well, you know, they're dead. It reminded me of that kid's book where it's the brontosaurus and he kind of looks sad. It's a little book, but not a little yellow book. Only certain Gen Xers get that. And it has the brontosaurus on it. And the title is All My Friends Are Dead, because, you know, dinosaur. But the reason he says this is because Israel this morning struck the gathering where all of the mullahs, what do they call it? Their expert committee. They literally have a committee called the expert committee. And all the mullahs got together. And they were going to pick the new mullah, right? They were going to go pick their new Skeksis leader. And they got bombed too. So, I mean, I think it's hysterical in certain ways that the weakness of the Iranian regime is their absolute love of an in-person meeting. You know, can I just for one moment, these are some of the dumbest people alive that they decide, you know, let us all meet together in a very conspicuous place. Let us all meet in Tehran. I mean, that's what they did. They all met in a building, all in the same place. Now, this comes after it was revealed that the regime had security cameras installed everywhere and they've been spying on everybody for ages. But then apparently so has Mossad because they hacked it. So why would you think that you can go anywhere and not be seen? I mean, even on the security cameras. At that point, I wouldn't be leaving my little bunker if I was one of these mullahs. I would not be leaving my bunker. Every time one of them prairie dogs up to see the sun, they get murked. I mean, for good measure, But I just think it's hysterical that think about it, because it was the same way with Hamas when they struck, actually, near Qatar and took out Hamas's a bunch of leadership with Hamas. And that's because they decided they were all going to have a little meeting. They were going to have an in-person meeting. This is the second time that they've struck and because they were having an in-person meeting. Actually, technically, it's like the third, if you consider the Hamas, you know, last year. But they love an in-person meeting. Now, most of us hate that. That just goes to show you how barbaric the mullahs are, because no normal civilized person loves an in-person meeting. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour. A lot of stuff to get into. Let me set the table for you so you know what's coming. We're going to get into POTUS's remarks on all of this as well. What comes next? The Very Fine People hoax is now in its second phase, but they're going after Marco Rubio because there are certain people out there that have the listening comprehension of a banana. Yes, a rotten one. Not even good for banana bread, so rotten. And they, I think, just decide to create something that they think that they hear, but it's not what they've heard. So we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into some of the leftist reaction, the idiocy of Europe. And now it makes all the more evident why Trump was after Greenland, especially when Spain said, no, you cannot use any of our islands. You cannot use anything for bases. When the UK under Keir Starmer is even pulling back. Now you understand why Trump was eyeing Greenland. We're going to zero in on that a little bit. We're also going to get into how now the left is saying, oh my gosh, the cost of war. It's not a war because we haven't declared war and we're going to discuss that. But even if it was, the cost of war is still less than one early Learing Center. We do the math so you don't have to. The left goes full Handmaid's Tale on the now free Iranian women, replete with, I didn't realize that there were two blonde women with horrible extensions on the left whose faces look like prolapsed anuses. But you know what? They are rich in certain things, and that is one of them. And we're going to discuss how now they're trying to Handmaid's Tale these women in Iran who have, they were in Iran, if you were a woman and you did not have your head covered and all the other stuff over your face, they would throw you in jail for like 5 months and you would get severe beatings. That was the first offense. That will kill you if you keep doing it. So we're going to discuss that. Also, tonight is the blood moon. Perfect. I mean, you know, why not? Let's just throw that in on top of it all, right? Let's just put that in on top of it. So this is everything that we have coming up just in this first hour. We're also going to discuss Iran soldiers and their service. A fun discussion. And Pallywood comes to Iran. Iran bombed a girls' hospital and blamed it on the United States. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Also, you know that they've killed, they said their own numbers, 11,000 Americans. Did you know that?
Sounds accurate.
That's one of those newfangled, brand new Arabic numbers. I don't know. It's what Iran was saying. Like their numbers, it was like 11,000, like a million Americans. We're so successful. No one believes them, literally at all. So we're going to dive into all of that. So we have a packed show. And of course, we'll recap if anything else fun happens with this meeting with the German leadership. It is so easy to work with fast-growing trees. It's America's largest and most trusted online nursery with thousands of trees and plants and over 2 million happy customers. They've got everything that your home needs or that you could want. They've got fruit trees, privacy screens, flowering trees, shrubs, houseplants, all grown with care and guaranteed healthy. It's like your favorite local nursery, but better. Delivered straight to your door with more options than you would find in any big box store. And they even match the right plants to your climate and your space and your busy life. So what I like about Fast Growing Trees is that they make the entire process so simple and dependable. The website's really easy to use and the guidance is very clear. Everything arrives in great condition and they actually stand behind what they sell. And that's important. That matters, right? Right now, they have huge spring deals, up to half off select items. And Dana Show listeners, you get an additional 20% off of your first order. So that's 20% off better plants and better growing at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana when you use code Dana at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana, code Dana. Offers for a limited time and terms apply.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first and foremost, here, I had it here and then I immediately clicked off it like a genius. This one really quickly just caught my eye. America's founding documents flew out of the nation's capital for the first time on the Freedom Plane. It's the first time in history that several of our country's founding documents are going to visit multiple cities. They have their own jet. And it's all about 250 years of America. So they're taking them so people in other, you know, parts of the country can see them. I'd still be a little nervous, but, you know, all the same. Let's see. Ooh, POTUS. Let me pull this up. POTUS is going to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Whoa. That's going to be interesting. He said they asked him very nicely to be the honoree at this year's dinner. A long and storied tradition, he said. And then he said he's going to make it the greatest, hottest, and most spectacular dinner of any kind ever. I swear to you, he said this. And he said, because the press was extraordinarily bad to me, fake news all right from the beginning. He goes, I boycotted and never went as an honoree. So now he's going. I think it's actually hysterical. But I love that the words I just said were the ones in caps lock. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. GLP-1s. And I think these are the fat shots, right? They may increase osteoporosis and gout. The old disease that Henry VIII had. Yeah, that's disgusting. Well, probably because people aren't working out if they take them. Or they don't. I don't know. Don't kick out. We got a lot more on the way. Stay with us. You know how most makeup makes you look done, but not necessarily like yourself? I get so tired of products that cover everything up and it leaves product on my skin and it makes it dry and cakey and makes you feel like you're wearing a mask. So that's why I tried Jones Road Beauty's Miracle Balm. You just warm up a small amount of product with your fingertips. You tap it on your cheeks, on your lips. You can even put a little bit on your eyelids if you want for some color. And it gives you this effortless, clean girl glow instead of that heavy makeup mask. And it can also replace so many steps and products. Like think of it, highlighter, bronzer, blush, your lip tint, but it's all in one little jar. No brushes, no 20 frillion step routine. I mean, it's great for busy mornings or school drop off or travel. If you got like an early morning flight and you want to look nice, but not overdone, or when you're running around after a workout and you just, you know, want to look fresh. And the best part is that Jones Road's formulas are clean. So they look natural and they feel like you're wearing next to nothing. Bring out your natural glow instead of hiding it with Jones Road. And for a limited time, you'll receive a free shimmer face oil on your first purchase when you use code Dana. So just head on over to jonesroadbeauty.com and use code Dana at checkout. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. And please support The Dana Show and tell them that I sent you.
1,800 companies are in the amazing tariff refund race. $130 billion was taken in tariffs. Because those tariffs were called off, companies want their money back. Will they get it?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because of an impending Israeli action?
No, first, well, I mean, two things I would say. Number one is, no matter what, ultimately, this operation needed to happen. That's the question of why now. But this operation needed to happen because Iran, in about a year or a year and a half, would cross the line of immunity, meaning they would have so many short-range missiles, so many drones, that no one could do anything about it because they could hold the whole world hostage. Look at the damage they're doing now. And this is a weakened Iran. Imagine a year from now. So that had to happen. Obviously, we were aware of Israeli intentions and understood what that would mean for us, and we had to be prepared to act as a result of it. But this had to happen no matter what.
All right, so a lot of people are not wanting to really pay attention to what Marco Rubio actually said. And there are a lot of people who are trying to tell you, no, he actually said this. And it seems like I'm getting, you know what I'm getting from this? I'm getting very good people vibes from the way that this is being handled and the way that some are talking about it. Because what I hear from Rubio is that there is a cost of inaction and there is a cost of action. And sometimes the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of action. That's what I'm hearing from Rubio. I don't know how on God's green earth that can be misinterpreted, unless you're listening to it with the most disingenuous intentions. That is the only way that you walk away thinking that he's saying, you know, basically, oh, we're going over. That's, I mean, it's asinine. Am I alone in this, Kane? The cost of inaction sometimes can be greater than the cost of action.
That's precise and historically accurate.
Okay, so how in the hell are people getting this wrong?
That's what they want to do, because it's that's literally the goal. They don't care if they're wrong, they just want to oppose.
I was on X last night. I had a column that's coming out, by the way. Oh boy. You're going to want to read my column in the Washington Times this week. Skinned knees. Everybody's going to have some skinned knees. So I saw this last night where people were accusing him of saying that we preemptively struck and, you know, it's being interpreted as Israel forced us into that. You heard, by the way, when Trump was sitting there in the Oval Office with all the gold filigree, when he was sitting there in the old Oval Office with the German leader, he touched on that. He said, what did he say? That I think I actually forced their hand. He said, I think I forced Israel's hand, which he actually may have. But the people who are saying this, and I got to tell you, even Congressman Thomas Massie, who I really like, I like Congressman Massie, but he is wrong. And I don't want to think that he's wrong because he's being malicious about it. I mean, I would hope not, but he's wrong in his interpretation. When you watch and we played, was that not the full cut? It wasn't like the 10 second. Yeah, it was the full cut. Because I think what's been going on is like this 10 second clip. He was asked about not the motivation. Rubio was specifically asked about the timing, you know, the timing of what happened. And that's what he's responding to. He's said that, you know, we were attacking regardless, but we were giving Israel intelligence. But that us giving Israel the intelligence to strike Khamenei dictated the timing of our strikes. It was going to dictate the timing of our action. And he was even asked directly, did we attack for Israel? And he said no. So these people out here that are telling you this, first off, they're not going to do what I just did. They're not going to show you the real clip because they think you're stupid. I'm going to tell you, some of these digital whores on the right are just as bad as the legacy press that they claim to have so many problems with. I know for a fact that some of these people would be all on the legacy press if they could. If they could get hired, they would. And I know for a fact some of them tried to get hired. Agents talk, guys. I know for a fact they did. So they can't. So they try to recreate it in their own little hemisphere. But this is as bad as what the legacy press does. That is not at all what Rubio said. And I'm going to sound incredibly snotty, but bear with me. Everyone can kiss my white ass on criticizing some of these people. I owe nobody any explanation because I have been harder on Rubio than every single other conservative in this movement. Without a doubt. So I don't bow to anybody. All those people can bow to my backside. They can bow to me because I have been incredibly consistent. And I get real snotty in saying this because what I have been seeing all over social media is that anybody that tries to put this in the proper context, they're attacked as being a Rubio stooge, which is now a new thing. Oh my gosh. Or they're attacked as, oh, well, you and I watched one of my friends who actually worked in foreign policy and has actually criticized Rubio quite a bit in the past, was told that they were, oh, they didn't even use the correct pluralization of goyim, and that so was Rubio. I don't know. It's just the most insane thing. So the reason I'm a little bit abusive in language and very snotty about it is because I've always been consistent. He is not wrong here. If he is wrong, I'd say so. But he's not wrong. He's talking about the timing of the attack, not the motivation of said attack. And sometimes the cost of inaction is absolutely greater than the cost
of action. I mean, let's look at Black Hawk Down, for crying out loud, and the history that led up to that, and you know how we weren't going to send any kind of defensive response for a while and delay it, and then it ended up getting worse and worse. So, I mean, these are all like real, these are all real things. I just, I wish that there was a little bit more of transparency of the reason why people are pushing it. So I wanted to also touch on, let me pull this up, because Iranian women, as you know, have been very, well, they've been really abused. I mean, since the 70s, since the mullahs took over, right? They've been incredibly abused since the mullahs took over. I told you earlier that if they didn't even have their head covering, then they would get, they'd go, what is it, like jail for 5 or 6 months? I can't remember. Sometimes they could get, they might be able to reduce that penalty if they got beaten with sticks, or like, not sticks, but rods. I mean, it's pretty hardcore stuff. So now they don't have to wear their head coverings. So they are taking pictures of themselves, selfies without head coverings on, right? And I watched as, I don't know who this woman was. She's like a wannabe libertarian, but she's not really, I've never heard of her. But this woman was going off and asking, you know, well, why do they all look like prostitutes, essentially, is what she had said. I'm pulling up my tweet. She's like, well, why do they all look like? Why do they all look like skanks? My thought was, anybody that is prettier than me apparently is a skank. No, her name is Melissa. I'm not going to say her last name. But she says, has anyone else noticed that the Iranian women celebrating videos are all of women that are dressed like hookers? They're not actually dressed like hookers. But she sounds like she's, I thought that, and when you look at her timeline, she can sit here and say that she's a libertarian all day, but she's a big leftist. I mean, you know, judge them by their fruits, folks. But just because they're in a sleeveless shirt and covered and they have long hair and they're happy about not having to wear blankets all the time, somehow that makes them hookers. I mean, that's some real Handmaid's Tale mind jobbery right there. That's pretty messed up. So she looks like that Jennifer Welch lady. So I just, you know, I'm just like, if you're going to make fun of Iranian women celebrating freedom, I think she's mad because Persian women are prettier than her. I mean, good grief. Cut them some slack. They've been beaten and abused for forever. There's, you know, how many videos exist online of their brigade? What was it? They had an official name, but it's basically their decency brigade. And if they came across any woman publicly, and she didn't have her head covered, or she had her wrists showing, heaven forbid, Kane, a wrist, then she would get in trouble and yelled at, and she might get hit with one of those rods, or she might get taken to jail. That's like that was the way of life in Iran. And these women actually have the freedom now to do things and to not have to constantly, I mean, when it's as hot as hell and you're covered up in a dark blanket, you know, good heavens. She just sounds like she's mad because these women are prettier than her. That's what it sounds like. She looks like Jennifer Welch, this woman. But that's that is such a leftist attitude. You're trying to handmaid tale these women that have been abused by the Iranian regime for all of these years. The disconnect here, the absolute disconnect. I saw this video footage. I think we have this. This is the Iranian women's, their soccer team. They won the Asian Cup Monday night. And they remain silent while their country, the old regime Iranian anthem, played. They didn't sing. They stood there and they did it because it's apparently customary for them to sing. And they all stood there stone-faced and they didn't sing, except for one woman watching her team proudly in the stands, and they did not sing. They stayed silent. They stood, but they didn't sing. They weren't going to honor that regime. And that's apparently a thing, is they would, you sing to the anthem for Iran. But they refused to sing the anthem. That was before playing their opening match in the Asian Cup on Monday night. And the tune was played. They were beaten 3-0 by 3-0 South Korea. And still, though, The coach was the one in the stand with a smile on her face as the players stayed quiet. Good for them. And sometimes that's all they could do. That's the only thing that they could do. Which is, I mean, it's brave for them to even do that much. Now, in the meantime, we're going to have a blood moon tonight, guys. Real quick.
Was it last night?
Tonight, March 3rd.
Tonight?
The moon will turn blood red, visible to nearly 6 billion people. Blood moon, Kane.
Yeah.
So this is like, what, the first eclipse of the year. I was looking to see when it's actually even going to be visible in Texas. And if it's not cloudy, I think it's kind of cloudy here. So I don't know if we're going to be able to see it. What's that?
No.
I was under the impression that it was this morning, like 3:33, the March 3rd, 3:33 a.m. Pacific time. And so wasn't it yesterday or wasn't it this morning?
I don't know. I'm like reading my San Antonio, their news, and they're saying it's...
Because I wanted to see it.
They said that it's hours long. If you're only interested in catching the color change, the greatest time for that will be in the morning. But they said that the coppery color, blah blah blah, gets in. Well, I'm not gonna run out there and see it. It's not gonna happen. I don't care. I don't. You know, I'm like, if a plague of locusts is gonna come, if God's gonna send a plague on the world, it's gonna happen.
But here's the irony:
whether or not I see it or not, it doesn't matter.
As soon as they announce that that's what's gonna be, the clouds start just showing up, and all of a sudden, there's no even possible way for you to see the damn moon because of all the clouds.
Well, it explains things, doesn't it?
Sure does.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know, coming up. Iran soldiers and service, and also the justification that Trump is leaning on for Iran. And I think some people need to sort of get it straight that history, once again, did not begin the day that they were born. So we're going to dive into some of that. Pallywood comes to Iran. You know, they bombed a girls' school and they blamed it. I said girls' hospital earlier, a girls' school, and they blamed the United States. Our friends over at American Financing, it's a friend of the show. You guys are very familiar with them. If you've looked at your credit card statements already, if you know what's up, you're working, I don't know how many hours a week. Everybody's been putting everything on credit because, you know, I mean, we were dealing with Bidenflation and yeah. But the problem with that is that banks turn around and charge you over 20% interest. And then that's like no joke, over 20%. It's designed to keep you in this cycle of debt where you're constantly treading underwater. You're barely staying above. American Financing, though, is doing something that big banks hate. They're actually helping people get out from under their high interest debt. And they've got mortgage rates in the fives. They're helping homeowners use their hard-earned equity to pay off those punishing credit cards. The average savings are about $800 a month, and that's real breathing room in your budget. It takes about 10 minutes to talk to a salary-based consultant. There are no upfront fees. There's no obligations. You're just having a simple conversation to see how much you could save. And if you start today, you can even delay 2 mortgage payments, which means immediate cash in your pocket when you need it most. American Financing is really America's home for home loans. So give them a call at 866-885-1332. That's 866-885-1332 or visit AmericanFinancing.net/Dana. See how much you could be saving today at AmericanFinancing.net/Dana.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-885-1332 for details about credit costs and terms, or visit AmericanFinancing.net/.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins, collagen, and protein shake.
It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Message to Iran.
Don't.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care. I don't care.
And there's the difference. I saw that last night, and I had to laugh, regardless your thoughts, because it's funny. It was incredibly funny. And, I mean, he has, look, there's old video of Trump talking about this, where he has been, like, he was saying that back in the 80s, he's on video, and this was after we had our hostage crisis. This was after, I think, Beirut. And he was saying, why haven't we done anything, etc. So you can't say that Trump hasn't been consistent. And also, I need everyone to stop having their monthly visits all at the same time and stop calling it a war. Stop this hyperbole, because it's not a war. There's no war that's been declared. Everyone needs to chill the hell out. And we're going to talk about why people should be chilling TH out. We're going to be talking about the reasoning here coming up. And also, you know, what Rubio was saying, too, the inaction, you know, and that's the big thing. The inaction can sometimes have a cost greater than action. You know, never forget, Les Aspin was Secretary of Defense, and he was the one, he's blamed for letting Rangers and other operatives get killed in Somalia because he did not want to deploy tanks to support them because that would have sent the wrong image. He turned down numerous requests for AC-130 gunships as well. Now, some of my veteran friends have said they doubt that Black Hawk Down wouldn't, they think it wouldn't have happened. They think that Black Hawk Down wouldn't have happened, but that was Bill Clinton's decision. They were saying that Aspin turned down numerous requests. And, of course, you know, he did resign in disgrace not long after. But he thought, he allowed our servicemen to get killed because he thought that deploying tanks would have sent the wrong message. So see, sometimes the cost of inaction can be less or is more than the cost of action. And that's a lesson there to learn. There's a lot of those lessons to learn. We're going to talk about soldiers, Iran, and duty here coming up, because I'm starting to hear some Hanoi Jane stuff. I'm starting to hear some like old 60s bad progressive boomer rhetoric asking, why did our soldiers serve? Why are they, you know, these people didn't die for America. I'm really glad that I had hours to react after witnessing some of that rhetoric before I went live on air, because God knows what I would have said or done had I had just had a fresh reaction to that. We're going to talk about that coming up as well. We're going to get into all of the latest. We're going to get you set up with the facts, contrary to what the panickins are saying. Stick with us. Second hour on the way. So you're expected to just trust the government or some random insurance agent to steer you right on Medicare. And that's exactly how people get stuck in plans that don't really fit their lives. Insurance companies push you into plans that pad their profits, not protect your health. That's why I want you to know about Chapter. Chapter is the only advisor that compares and recommends every Medicare plan nationwide, so you actually get the coverage that fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. Doing things the right way, that helps them save people an average of $1,100 a the year. And best of all, talking to Chapter is free and fast. So in under 20 minutes, they can review your coverage, explain your options in plain English, and help you feel confident. Whether you're already on Medicare or you will be soon, you don't have to go it alone. I'm proud to recommend Chapter to you because they make Medicare simple and straightforward and focused on what's truly best for you, not the insurance companies. To take control of your Medicare, dial #250 on your phone and say the words Medicare plan. That's #250 and say Medicare plan.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We are at the top of the second hour and a lot to get into. Find the podcast if you haven't found it already. And make sure you go sign up over at the newsletter, Chapter and Verse, over in Substack. I've got a piece that's coming out in the Washington Times that touches on some of this right now. That gets into a lot of what we've been discussing with Iran, as well as, you know, POTUS's reasoning and his approach and why he is doing what he's doing. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because that's one of the things that I don't quite understand by the people who seem to be wringing their hands over the mullahs is what alternative do they think exists? No one likes war. And I'm saying in my column that comes out this week, let Trump cook for a minute because he has earned the benefit of the doubt. This man has not gotten us involved in long, drawn out, protracted conflict. In fact, his MO is deflection for the enemy, misleads the enemy, goes in real quick, extracts real quick. And then after the op's done, then the nation's made aware and so was the world. I'm interestingly watching all of these people say that basically Trump is too stupid to make these calls on his own and that he's clearly being forced to strike because of the Jews. I'm so done with hearing this nonsense. I mean, these are the same digital prostitutes who claimed to be MAGA and they claimed to be America First. And they tried gatekeeping the coalition at the expense of the coalition's health. And now they're assailing Trump on social media for his strikes in Iran. And they heavily borrow crusader imagery. These people who couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight, they heavily borrow crusader imagery to telegraph their toughness. But in reality, all of these people preferred Barack Obama's approach. They preferred supplication and dumping pallets of cash over Khamenei's fortress in the middle of the night. That's what it was. But nothing had anything to do with the Jews. I mean, Iran's beef with the United States, as we talked about yesterday, kicked off in 1979. They tortured and murdered Americans. They've killed countless service members, either Iran themselves, whether it was the Marine barracks bombing in Beirut, whether it was Khobar Towers, whether it's been, I mean, let's go, we can go on and on. The only thing that had anything to do with Israel was the Americans killed and 13 taken hostage on October 7th because Americans happened to be in Israel. So Since Iran has waged asymmetrical warfare against the United States since 1979, and since they've declared war on the United States since that time, guess what? Iran doesn't get to have nukes. The end. And the United States can say this because we are the number one superpower in the world. We are the biggest badasses in the world. According to the lore of James Brown, we have paid the cost to be the boss. That is the basic reality of things. No, Iran doesn't get to have nukes because we, the United States, say they can't have nukes. What's good? And everybody, every other country on this rock should get down on the ground and give thanks to God that we, the United States, happen to love liberty. They should be a grateful people. When you are the number one superpower in the world, you get to determine who can have nukes and who can't. You get to determine that a bunch of backwoods, goat fornicating mullahs who murdered 1,000 Americans and imprisoned women for not wearing head coverings, that they're not civilized enough to possess nuclear capability. Iran made that choice for Iran. Since World War II, we have defended everybody around the world, while the ivory-towered Eurotrash called us the world's police. We allowed for an indulgent Europe to treat NATO like a welfare fund. We gave the performative Victorian freak show that is the United Nations prime real estate in Manhattan so that countries like Pakistan and China can pretend that they have any business as members of a human rights council. We have thrown our hard-earned taxpayer dollars at various tyrannical third world hellholes like Mardi Gras celebrants toss beads on Bourbon Street. And regardless of where you stand on the following, we were there in the Persian Gulf for Kuwait. We gave aid and money to and training to Ukraine. And we provided security guarantees via our presence in the Baltics and elsewhere. So yes, we paid the cost to be the boss. Iran chose to not have nukes because Iran chose to not act like a civilized regime. And a superpower gets to make that determination. And by God, I won't ever apologize for that. Nor should you if you're a real American. The only people maybe more or less disappointed than China in these Middle Eastern turn of events are these digital whores who worry that their lux government-funded Qatari trips are going to dry up. Oh my gosh, where am I going to stand when I go to F1 if I can't get into the $20,000 a ticket VIP party room? Goodness. By the way, I hope for some of those that attended, I hope the alcohol didn't inhibit your Valtrex. But we haven't declared a war. We haven't. It was a deterrent. And these lawmakers that are preening for the cameras on Capitol Hill, they can't explain why they so oppose strikes on Iran. And they never once rose from their fat asses to do anything about the 2001 authorized use of military force. And I got to say that AUMF had stated at the time they didn't modify it to exclude entities that assisted in the commission of 9/11 or harboring those who did. And considering that Iran hosted the international HQ for Al-Qaeda while providing safe harbor for their leaders and safe transit for their munitions, etc., that kind of sounds like that fulfills that litmus test, right? Meets that standard. I've disagreed with Trump many a times on his policies, but the one where he absolutely outshines his predecessors is this: his commitment to avoiding war and being smart about it, unleashing our fighting force to break and kill things. And that's what they do best. Which brings me to my next point. I said this on X a little earlier. I really don't like, I don't believe that disagreement is an attack because I am not so sensitive a snowflake where I think in those terms. I do believe absolutely outright in disagreement, and I am absolutely unafraid to disagree with anybody, anytime, anywhere. I mean, for crying out loud, I've walked into an auditorium, an arena of people where they were screaming, burn her. I'm pretty sure I got thicker skin than that. One thing that will rile me up is when people are seen going after troops. We have a lot of military service in my family, and it becomes a very personal issue for me. And to try to keep my wits about me, I get very angry when it seems like people are diminishing the respect that those soldiers deserve, particularly for their choices of why they decided to enlist. Can I just play this short soundbite of cut two? I don't want a full minute. I just want the soundbite. If we can just go ahead so people can understand what I'm talking about. And I I hate disagreeing with a friend, but here it is.
My own feeling is no one should have to die for a foreign country. I don't think those four service members died for the United States. I think they died for Iran or for Israel. I understand how this helps Iran perfectly well. I get it. I mean, I hope. Long term, we'll see. But they seem rather jubilant. 80% of the country does not support the Ayatollah. He was a terrible, terrible man. No one's crying that he's dead. No normal person.
I mean, I don't even need to hear anything else. There's no, unless you say, you know, psych at the end of it, there's no way. First and foremost, because there was a shocking statement. I believe that the 241, I think, total Marines that were killed in the Beirut bombings, I believe that they died for America. I believe that the Navy diver that Iran tortured to death in 1985 died for America. I believe that the 19 airmen who were killed by Iran in 1996 died for America. And I believe that all the soldiers who have been killed by Iranian proxies died for America. And every service member who enlisted. Soldiers know when they sign up what they're signing up for. They know. Their families know. Their wives know. Their parents know. Soldiers know what it is when they sign up. They know what it's for and they know why. And do you know why that is? Because they're not simple-minded children who are undeserving of respect and dignity. Nobody should diminish the decision that brought a soldier to serve, least of all, anyone who has never themselves served. I look at this. I look at the hundreds of American soldiers murdered by Iran through proxies. They died for their country. I don't know how anyone can say that this was an Israeli thing when you look at the body count of Iran against the United States. I have friends who are missing limbs right now. One of them sits on Fox News because of Iran. Did he have his legs blown off for Israel or Iran? No. And how dare anybody say such a thing to the face of our soldiers? They're not infants. This infantilization of adult people like the left does with Hunter Biden is insane. No. Trump is not sending our soldiers to go die for other countries. And I think that he has been very transparent in his argument about why we are involved in this action. He followed War Powers Act. He notified Congress. He has not committed to sending any boots on the ground. Feel free to tell me where in this process he has already violated an established rule. Iran has made it very clear they hate America and they've declared war on us. I feel like Aragorn when in Lord of the Rings he says war is upon you whether you like it or not. Hostilities are upon us whether we like it or not. It has nothing to do with Israel. It has nothing to do with fighting and dying for another country. This isn't a long protracted war on our end. Thank God, because we have someone in the White House who is not at all afraid to roll back rules of engagement and let our fighting forces go and do what they do best. But sometimes, as I said last hour, the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of action, like Les Aspin, when he didn't want to send in tanks to support our troops in Somalia. Heaven forbid people get the wrong idea. So we had inaction that cost a lot of lives. There's a lot of this. I mean, I'm just shocked to hear the stuff that people said in the 60s being repeated today. There is no mistake. And there are going to be people out there that are going to try to tell you this is for Israel. And it's all these people who are tied up somehow in the adoration of Chrislam. And it's simply not true. Not only is it not true, but it's disrespectful. And I'll be damned, it sounds like some Hanoi Jane stuff. I have no problem disagreeing with people that I've always been friendly with. But I don't know my loyalty to anyone who's ever made me question theirs. We have a lot more to get to as we move. We got headlines coming up, our partners that bring you the program. It's the folks over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, they have a 3-week quick start that's designed to help you reject this idea of accepting pain as your new normal, right? Relief Factor supports your body's natural inflammatory response that causes the aches and the soreness and the stiffness and the discomfort from exercise and daily activities. It targets inflammation that can keep you from exercising and enjoying the things that you love with greater freedom and mobility. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients, including omega-3s and resveratrol, all designed to support relief from everyday exercise-related, age-related discomfort. They want to help you get your body, fight those aches and pains, get your body back on track so you can get back to the life that you enjoy. Try it for yourself. It's the 3-week quick start. See how Relief Factor could be a game changer for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. The number's 800-4-RELIEF. Tell them that Dana sent you.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, hopefully all this opens, because I have so many windows open. Let's see here. Guilty verdict for U.S. father of a teenage school shooter. This came in this morning, this Colin Gray. He pled guilty to 29 charges against him from a 2024 attack. They said the prosecution argued he was the only person who could have prevented it because he knew his son was a bomb just waiting to go off. See, you don't need the complete dissolution of due process with these unconstitutional, quote unquote, red flag laws, because these people don't even use the legal options that are available to them already to have somebody adjudicated a prohibited possessor or have them involuntarily committed. So, no, I reject all. We shouldn't have to pay with the loss of our constitutional rights as a result. Chinese tech unveiled a 217 mile per hour hypercar with a sofa interior. I was a little short, but I'll make it up to you. I want to explain to you the immediacy and how far Iran can actually strike next. Our partners that bring you the program, it's our friends over at Burn a Gun. Look, I'm going to tell you, I've told you a million times, I not only have zero problem with using lethal force to protect my life, pity the fool that would ever make the mistake of challenging the hours of training that I have put in for such a purpose. But I also realize, you know, sometimes you got to go to places where you can't bring a firearm because the people there are idiots. You got private property restrictions, municipal restrictions. And of course, as you know, none of those people, none of those entities do anything to help keep you safe. So this is where Burn a Gun comes in. This is also a great option for college kids who are old enough to go and carry full auto overseas, but no one has enough faith in you to protect your own life here at home. Burn a Gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And they have other models. Forget all that. The only one that you need to look at is the compact launcher for this exact purpose, the CL for short. It's easy to use, highly effective. No permits, no background checks, no waiting periods, because it's not a gun. Made right here in the US of A. And unlike stun guns, which have one or two rounds, this has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the Byrna CL Compact Launcher, BYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It really, really hurts these countries. And Israel wanted to hurt these countries. That's the point. Wanted to hurt these countries. Wanted to sow chaos and disorder because they are rivals of Israel. So it's probably not, hasn't been reported, but it's a fact that last night in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, authorities arrested Mossad agents planning on committing bombings in those countries. Now, that's weird. That doesn't make any sense. Why would the Israelis be committing bombings in two Gulf countries which are also being attacked by Iran?
That's so weird. It doesn't make sense because it like didn't happen. Who says it didn't happen? Qatar. Qatar's spokesperson of the foreign ministry said that there is zero information on Mossad cells operating in the country. They had two different statements out about it. They added that there is zero information. There is no confirmation on any Mossad cell operating in the country. Full stop. They said they don't have any ongoing communication with Iran, that their interceptor missile stockpile has not run out, and it's sufficient for any current threat. That's it. So why would Tucker lie? Boy, I hope his house in Qatar is okay. Why would he lie? Why would people? Oh, because they're clickbait digital prostitutes. That's why. This is all about engagement. Social media has done more to ruin information than the legacy press has. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true. You get the same mindset of the legacy press operating in social media, and it actually enhances the problem. It makes it even worse. It's crazy. I see people, there are people who've been saying, oh, well, Trump said that they took care of all of the nukes, that Iran didn't have any nuclear capacity. I never read that it was ever fully destroyed. Everybody's basing this on a comment that Trump said, where he's like, yeah, well, we took care of this, etc. Everybody also knows that Trump speaks recklessly off the cuff, particularly when it comes to details. There is a huge difference between decimation, and we're looking at the Latin root of deci, compared to total annihilation. Now, I'm all fine. Ask the administration to explain it. I'm not a zealot. Ask the administration to explain it. They should. But this idea that Iran wasn't capable of doing anything is just a lie. Let me take you back to, let me pull this up. I've got a million things open here. Let me take you back to this one story in particular where it had to do with Britain and their bases, because Keir Starmer, as you know, big giant leftist, Keir Starmer, huge leftist, did not at all whatsoever want to allow the United States to use any of its bases, right? And this actually, the reason I bring this up is because I think that this is a major factor in Trump's decision. The United Kingdom with Keir Starmer, and we played that audio for you when he first announced it. He's been accused of hand-wringing and pearl-clutching. He said that the United States we don't get to use any of their bases, particularly in Cyprus, which is in the Mediterranean. The UK did not permit use of those bases for the strikes at all whatsoever. Keir Starmer, a big old raging leftist, wasn't going to allow it. But Iran bombed them anyway. And you want to know how far away that is, the distance? That is over 1,000 miles. I looked it up on the map for everybody. Not that you would drive it, but just to give you an idea of the distance. They got hit anyway. They weren't supposed to have missiles that can go this far. Huh, that's a hell of a long way. And if Iran is accurately firing off missiles from over 1,000 miles away, don't think for a second that they couldn't hit any of our assets. And it also brings up the question of how far can their missiles go? This isn't really like North Korea. This is different. Now, some people were saying, well, you know, this is not an imminent danger. Well, what constitutes an imminent danger, pray tell? What constitutes an imminent danger? You know, I'm wondering if Les Aspin, I'd like to go back to this example, when Les Aspin was SecDef and all of these servicemen were killed in Somalia because he didn't think it was an imminent threat and he didn't want to deploy tanks because the optic would look bad. So they waited until we had Rangers and special forces killed in Somalia. So where's the line for some of these people? Aspin got a lot of criticism. He denied multiple requests for four heavy armor tanks. Commanders in Somalia were begging for it. And he made this decision prior to the Battle of Mogadishu. This was in 1993. So you had Rangers and you had our special forces that had they didn't have enough protection. We had a failed mission and 18 soldier deaths because of it. Colin Powell confirmed that Les Aspin denied the requests. And he said that it was a decision that absolutely shaped the outcome. You had the task force rangers that conducted a raid. It turned into a 15-hour firefight. And the lack of any armored vehicles absolutely made any kind of rescue effort impossible. So we had high casualties, a high casualty rate in that failed mission. And that failed mission is now infamously known as Black Hawk Down. And you all know it. Aspen had to resign after that. He didn't think it was going to be an immediate imminent threat. And he didn't like the optics of sending tanks in. So I ask people, at what point, where is that line? Where is the line? They don't think that there's an imminent threat. Well, Iran wasn't supposed to be able to have, they weren't having, at least common knowledge, didn't have any kind of missiles that could go over 1,000 miles away. And here they're hitting bases in the UK and Cyprus, which, by the way, very interesting note on that. Now they're kind of switching their position, Kane. Now Starmer's like, okay, well, maybe now I need to kind of look and allow them to have use some of our bases now because they got hit anyway. So this is the point. Sometimes, as Rubio was saying, lack of inaction is worse than action itself. It can have a higher, more severe consequence. And I go back to what Aragorn said. It was the Two Towers, specifically. He was in Rohan. He was talking to the King of Rohan. And he told him, war is upon you, whether you will it or not. Now, I don't think this is war. Iran says it's declared war ever since 1979. We don't look at it the same way. But AI has also increased the speed by which things can be developed. It has made things that would take months or even years. Now it whittles them down to weeks. That's a real threat. It's a real concern. So I look at this and I think Trump thus far has kept his word when it comes to war. This isn't a problem that Trump created. And by the way, I don't have to defend him. People call me Never Trumper because I voted for someone else in the primary, but yet voted for Trump in the general. These are the people I'm talking about, the digital whores that try to gatekeep the coalition at the expense of the coalition's health. And now they're all turning around slamming Trump because suddenly they're more interested in protecting mullahs than they are American interests. Trump has earned the benefit of the doubt. He has been consistent on no war. This is not a problem that he's created. It is a problem that he inherited. It is a problem, has been a problem that was made worse by Barack Obama. It was continued, that level of awfulness, by Joe Biden. They tried to placate. They tried to pay off Iran. They thought they could bring Iran into the fold. And to be quite frank, Barack Obama liked the Islamism aspect of it. That's why he was never friendly with the Saudis. Joe Biden definitely was not friendly with the Saudis. A lot of people do not understand the difference between Shia and Sunni, and they do not understand the, not just the competition. It's not even a rivalry. It is a very strong dislike in that part of the world. That's why you have UAE and Saudi Arabia, and they're often up against Qatar. And Qatar shares a gas field. They always act like they don't, but they do. It's literally in the same spot, right in the sea between the two countries. Come on. And so there's a little bit of an attachment there, but you have two sects of Islam and they're very competitive. And a lot of that is, that explains a lot of this. Iran wants to be able to dominate. They have the minority sect, Shia. You have Shia and Sunni. And then you have a couple of other different factions. And then in those, you have different factions even in that. But there are a lot of people that just don't understand. There's a difference between newsreaders and people who analyze and then talk about it on air. I think there's even a difference between commentators and analysts and newsreaders. Newsreaders who talk about this stuff, they're used to having, especially if they're on cable news And this is pretty much the same for, I worked at CNN. I was the token conservative. I've done a lot at Fox, so I know how it works. Every segment has about three researchers, and then you have at least two or three different producers per segment. Then you have a booker. And there's, you know, multiple segments per hour. So that's a lot of staff that works on a one hour program. None of these people write any of their own stuff. That's a fact. I've literally watched copy be handed to anchors and cable news hosts. They even highlight it for them. They annotate it, they highlight it, they point it out, and they explain things. I can't tell you how many times I've sat at a desk on set getting mic'd up and I watched it happen right in front of me. These are people who are not used to going out and researching their own stuff. They're not used to going out and seeking answers. Even when they conduct so-called hard-hitting interviews, they are prepped by their staff. That is the way of it. Newsreaders and analysts are very different people. And so just because you can go and build a studio in your house and sit in front of a camera and you come from a background of newsreading doesn't make you an analyst overnight. And that is evident with some of the stuff that these people are saying about this issue at hand. You're seeing the people who know the issue and have an understanding of geopolitics and the relationships between the factions in this part of the world and those who do not. So just be discerning where you get your information from. That's on you. It's not on anybody else. It's on you. Be discerning with where your information comes from. One of the things that we need to hit as well going into this, because we were talking about POTUS's reasoning, the immediacy of the threat is something that also plays into the War Powers Act. However, presidents still have the ability, because of expediency, they have the ability to respond to immediate threats. That is also provided for under War Powers Act and just by the Constitution. This was something that was defended. We talked to Stephen Yates yesterday. I went back to my Federalist Papers and I was reading exactly where you had Alexander Hamilton and John Adams himself. And John Adams is actually, besides Washington, John Adams is my favorite founder because he was so consistent. He made some of the founders look leftist. He did. He was so consistent and so logically correct and just so ironclad with his reasoning. And Washington was too, but he wasn't an attorney like Adams was. My point is that even Adams was saying there has to be, within certain environments, there has to be an expeditious way for the commander-in-chief to react, especially if the safety of the United States depends on it. And that is what Trump is relying on here. So if the administration wants to give more insight into the immediacy of the threat, that's fine. I'm totally fine. And I think that they should. And I also think they should, as soon as they're able to do so. I don't know if there's an op that it would jeopardize or what. But I do think that they should be transparent about that. But at the same time, I think Trump deserves the benefit of the doubt and people need to let him cook. Our partners that'll bring you the program, it's our friends over at Superbeats, the turmeric chews. You guys know, love the heart chews, the turmeric chews. If you haven't tried them, you really, really should. Because this is all about helping your bodies have a healthy inflammatory response. So these turmeric curcumin complex chews, there's no added sugar. There's no, added anything in it. They're just great, lightly citrus flavored chews. They taste great. And you can just take one every morning. It's a very simple, delicious way to support overall wellness. Wellness with humans clinically studied complex. So with a lot of turmeric, it's really well known for its antioxidant properties, but a lot of the forms are difficult for the body to utilize effectively. And so human has a complex that helps solve this issue. So it's a highly absorbable form, and you're able to get the full benefits of this. It's easy to add to your routine. It kind of tastes like a chew. I think it tastes better than a Starburst because there's no artificial anything in it. You're going to love it, and you're going to see a difference. It's great if you're dealing with inflammation. It's a standout form of turmeric. One serving gives you the equivalent antioxidant support of what you would have to take larger amounts to get. Right now is a perfect time to try them. Humans available at Sam's Club. Get your turmeric chews, clinically studied high absorption formula at Sam's Club today.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way. and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man is accused of trying to drive off in an ambulance while medics treated the patient, or as my grandmother would say, ambulance. She's not alive anymore. I can say it now without her getting me. A Brevard County man tried to drive off in an ambulance, blocking his driveway. Paramedics were inside treating a patient when the vehicle began to move. He was arrested and charged with grand theft and burglary. Now, it happened, they said they were preparing the patient for transport. They felt the ambulance begin to move. And, oh my gosh, do you want to know what the guy's name is?
What's his name?
Lane Featheringill. I'm not making this up. Okay, I'm saving this name forever. Layne Featheringill. Featheringill. This sounds like a name from Bridgerton. It's Lane Featheringill. Well, hello, it's Mr. and Mrs. Featheringill's son, Lane Featheringill. Investigators say Featheringill was upset as the vehicle was in his way, and when confronted, he struck a paramedic in the leg before getting back into his own Featheringill vehicle and leaving Featheringill style. They tracked him down and took him into custody. He's held on an $8,000 bond. He hasn't made bond yet, and I'm actually really surprised that someone with the last name Featheringill doesn't have $8,000 for bond. You either can only be a rich person or a stripper with that name. There's no in between. Literally, Featheringill, Lane Featheringill is his name. Good night. That's, you know what? That's the name for wearing bow ties. Is that. I can't, that is of all the names to ever have. There it is. Let's see, caffeine chaos. A Florida man tosses a frap at a McDonald's worker. It's actually a frappe, but here in America, we say frap. Yeah, he got mad, and a 29-year-old assaulted a drive-thru worker, and he threw a frozen coffee at the victim. Apparently, he was not happy with his frozen coffee, but what did you expect? You got a frozen coffee at McDonald's. What did you think you were getting? Did you think you were going to, like, you know, a special coffee shop, and they were going to do, like, a pour-over? What did you think? Third hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan,
It's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
Well, we did. We notified Congress. I mean, we notified the Gang of Eight. We notified congressional leadership. There's no law that requires us to do that. The law says we have to notify them 48 hours after beginning hostilities. We've done that. I think the notification went today. But we did notify members of Congress in advance. But we can't notify 535 members of Congress.
And, authorize the war.
Well, the Congress can vote on whatever they want, but there's no law that requires us to do that. And I want to say something to you, because I see people on TV. Look, that's fine. If they want to take a war powers vote, they can do that. They've done that. They've done that a bunch of times. But there's no, people keep saying that we have, there's no law that requires the president to have done anything with regards to this. We're, to begin with, no presidential administration has ever accepted the War Powers Act as constitutional. Not Republican presidents, not Democratic presidents. That said, we have followed the notification at 48 hours, and we're here today. I've done more Gang of Eight briefings than I got in the 4 years that Biden was president and I was a member of the Gang of Eight. All of that said, we've complied with the law 100%. And we're going to continue to comply with it.
Gang of Eight are the top lawmakers, for those who don't know. That's Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who I really like the way that he's handling this a lot. I like the way that he's handling it. I like the way that he's addressing these questions. And he is quite good. So that's why they're having to make up stuff about what he says. Welcome back to the program. We are at the top of this third hour. Dana Loesch with you. The people who they're trying to claim that Rubio somehow prove that Israel forced us into conflict because they don't understand the difference between why and why now. And he had said he was very, very clear about it. And we played the full clip of his remarks earlier. He was talking specifically about the difference between the cost of inaction and the cost of action, and how sometimes the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of action. And that's exactly what he was talking about. For a lot of the people who are going on about Iran, and I keep hearing the same thing over and over again, oh, we're told that Iran has nukes, and we've been told that for forever. Well, I remember a clear difference from they're trying to get uranium, and then they're trying to get, what was it? I can't remember the types of some of the machine and technology that they were trying to get for enrichment. And it seemed like it was a slow process of them putting together the ingredients in order to do it. And then with the advent of AI, everything is sped up. Because now you things that take that would take maybe years or months can now take weeks with AI. And if you don't think that the same thing isn't being used in weapons development, I have a bridge to sell you. Think about the idea of a, and I said this earlier, a nuclear Iran. No, Iran doesn't get nukes because the regime has proven that they are not civilized enough to exist on this rock with them. They don't get nukes. And we as the world superpower get to decide that by right of conquer. So if you don't like it, then go kiss off this mortal coil into a reality that best fits your worldview. But we have long viewed Iran as a threat to national security. I am all for, and I'm totally fine. Where I come down on this is the immediacy angle. That is the only thing I would like to know really at this exact moment more about is the immediacy angle. Because I think that Trump has earned the benefit of the doubt. So I'm all for letting the man cook. Let him cook. He has not gotten us into anything that has been long and protracted. That's the left. Trump hasn't done that. So I think he has earned the benefit of the doubt, your doubt, my doubt, everybody's earned the benefit. That said, when you have a nuclear-armed Iran, you have immediately a strategic disaster in the making because they are able to influence everyone in that region. And there is no way because they are not prone to de-escalation. Did you know how apparently this went? Let me pull this up. So apparently, when all of this started, when they walked in and they were negotiating, apparently it went like this. The Iranian delegation came in and said, yeah, we're going to have a nuke, whatever. We're not giving them up. That's the starting point. And they weren't moving. That's what's being, have you heard that same thing too, Kane? Yeah. That's what's being, why, that's the, how they're saying. That's how apparently it went. Well, first off, do you know how stupid it is to negotiate with somebody who does that, who try to negotiate with Trump with something like that. This is what I mean. Like, I like the boardroom ball busting because you have to be able to have that, and you have to have that swagger, for the lack of a better way to put it. There's no way he's gonna abide by anything like that, or he's gonna suffer anything like that. So apparently that's how it all went. Was that, yeah, this is, we're about to have nukes. This is where we are, and we're not giving it up. That's our starting point. And, well, that's it. So Trump said, negotiations over then. Bye. If you guys want to play that, then we'll play that. They were not going to give in at all. They weren't going to say, so that's the response. You know, Trump was asked about some of these people like Carlson and all of that, and he goes, MAGA is Trump. MAGA is not the other two. He says, you know, people like Tucker. And Tucker Carlson is creating international incidents at this point. How he lied and said that there were Jews in Qatar that were setting up explosions. And then Qatar was like, yeah, that never happened. They literally issued a statement saying that never happened. I just read it last segment. That never happened. So he's lying about it. Just like how he lied and said that he was arrested at the Israeli airport in question. That literally never happened either. And there's video that shows it. Why? Stop this. This is just insane at this point. But I will tell you, and I made a lot of people, all the right people, mad online when I said this, which to me shows that I was very correct. There is an absolute effort to try to hijack MAGA from Trump and to excommunicate him out of it. There is absolutely an effort to do that. And there's a group of influencers, and they're all a part of the woke Reich. I don't say right because I don't believe they're on the right. And I don't believe they're on the right because they're not on the right. They engage in identity politics and they support big government policies that the progressive communist left does. So by nature, judge them by their fruits, they're not on the right. So I say woke Reich. So they're the ones that are really trying to leverage. They've been all over social media saying we can't vote for Trump or we can't do that. I don't think any of them ever did anyway. There is absolutely a movement underway to divide this coalition, and they want to hijack the movement from Trump because they're gearing up for a candidate they can control in 28. That is fact. There is a huge, very well-funded, very well-organized effort underway to do this, and it's already been implemented. It's already happening. Very interesting. So be, again, very discerning where you get your information. I have the benefit of not wanting to be a part of any of these movements, so I can tell you about them. But that's really why you have a lot of people going for Trump right now. And it seems like they're trying to say, oh, well, the right is divided. They're really not, though, if you look at polling. But what they're really trying to make happen is this division. And they're trying to take Trump's movement away from him. They're trying to redefine what MAGA is so that they can say Trump's not part of it. And that's true. So this has been, I mean, at this point, Iran, aside from drones, and they really don't have any left. There's not much they can do. Spain, in the meantime, their far left prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, he criticized the United States about Spain. Or about Iran, and had already said that we can't use any of their bases or anything either. And I think that they need to be kicked out of NATO. Sanchez is an idiot. He's a socialist who can't do math, and they should be kicked out of NATO. They have a military that really can't do anything. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, yeah, Kane's like, how do they? I know, I'm with you. I think that we should just kick them out and say, you know, we're not defending Spain under Article 5, and they can go and they can step off. Yeah, if you're gonna criticize this again, world superpower, we paid the cost to be the boss. Right. We're not treating NATO like a welfare fund for a bunch of idiot, mathematically challenged socialists in Spain. Pedro Sanchez can go and get bent in multiple unflattering ways. Just saying. So they should leave NATO. And don't call for the United States to come help you the next time you find yourself sideways. Done with all of that. Done with it. But UK is finding out the hard way. Like I was telling you. So this, all of this coming together, and you heard Rubio talk about the War Powers Act. They followed every bit of it. They followed every rule, every regulation. And there hasn't been any more commitment. More and more, it looks like Trump was responding to something immediate. That's what it looks like. And I'm just telling you, that's what it looks like. And I'm sure they're going to talk more about it. But still, I wanted to also switch up and I'm going to get into the Pallywood stuff. But I got to tell you, I got to talk about that. How many of you thought that wokery was pretty much dead at this point, right? I mean, for the most part, it didn't seem as prevalent or didn't have as much strength as it did, right? Didn't you think that, Kane? Did you think that woke was mostly kind of...
it's on its way out.
Well, it's not all the way out, apparently. I got to tell you about this. So I didn't even know this brouhaha was happening. Here's the headline. Scream 7 star Anna Camp apologized for sharing the boycott didn't work brag. So she apparently shared a statement on social media because people were protesting the movie and turning it into, it was a bunch of Gaza nonsense. And she said the boycott, Camp shared another account's Instagram story that said the boycott didn't work, the critics' hate didn't work, the pathetic leaks didn't work, audiences came out and made the film a success. And they're saying they're mad at Scream because of some stupid woke nonsense. And they got mad at it. And then, I mean, I'm trying to even understand how, I don't know why they're getting mad. This one actress, Melissa Barrera, was ousted. She apparently, I guess, was in the fifth. I didn't even know there were seven. Can I be honest? I didn't even know there were seven of these. Barrera wrote a social media post it was a pro Hamas post. And the Spyglass Media Group, which is the company that produced the film, said that it was anti-Semitic because it was, by the way. And she was out. And then so now they had a bunch of pro Hamas protesters that were going after the movie. And this actress, Anna Camp, simply said that the boycott didn't work and the movie was a success. And they went after her. This is the statement. She shouldn't have ever put this out. She deleted her post and wrote, quote, "It's come to my attention that I reposted someone else's story that doesn't reflect my personal beliefs. I've since deleted the repost because I absolutely meant no harm. I'm sorry to anyone who is affected," end quote. Okay, stop doing this. What you say is, if you don't like my opinion, go blank your own face. Number one, I really like the Les Grossman approach. I'm a more is more type of person. So she should have gone full Les Grossman and said, "Listen here, you absolute fecal bag. If you dislike my opinion, you can go do something unflattering to your own face." That's the end. And then boom, you're done. That's the post. That's the tweet. Stop apologizing because a bunch of terrorist goat banging third world hellholers are upset because you insulted their imaginary kingdom. It is as real as a kingdom as Caitlyn Jenner is as a woman. So stop it. So tired of this. Yeah, the boycott didn't work. And what's good?
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins collagen and protein shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I want to have this problem. A sinkhole reveals a forgotten wine cellar under a golf course. What? Yes, it was in Trafford Great Manchester, and they found that the brick cellar was filled with empty glass bottles of different shapes and sizes under the course's 13th hole. They think that they found something that was part of the Davy Hulme Hall Manor House, which was demolished in 1888. So, yeah, it was an abandoned wine cellar that was sealed up for 100 years. I mean, I want the wine to be in it for me to have that problem. And then it's not really a problem. It's like a nature's gift. But, okay. A mysterious earthquake swarm has hit Nevada near a top secret base that's used for testing nuclear weapons. I wonder why. Very interesting. Is it? The U.S. is restarting our nuke testing program after 33 years. Oh, my goodness. Now we got the U.S. Geological Survey detected 16 moderate tremors, all stronger than 2.5 in magnitude, in the Tonopah Test Range in Nevada, a.k.a. Area 52. Both Area 52 and its neighbor, Area 51, sit on a massive complex, which I am very familiar with thanks to Google Maps, just north of Las Vegas, called NTTR, or Nevada Test and Training Range. And they said they've noticed lots of little earthquakes, little seismic events within 50 miles of the Tonopah Test Range in just the last week. I'm pretty sure it's probably just Kane, not aliens or an army of Bigfoots or any kind of nukes at all whatsoever. Yeah, just,
it's
you
a
know.
Mystery how the earthquake.
So we don't know. We throw virgins in volcanoes to stop volcanoes from erupting. We don't know. Actually, we're doing that money at the sun for climate change. So same thing. Apparently, Nebraska as well. South Korean police seized crypto because they posted the password online. Yeah. And John Gotti's grandson wants a break on federal prison time because he's donating a kidney. So he says he's
done. All right. Quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high quality, ready to drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
Donating a kidney. So he thinks, you know, he wants the judge to cut him a break, right? On some of the, he's donating a kidney to his ailing mom, according to court records. Stick with us. We got more in store.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
I have a number of odds and ends of audio that I really want to play for you, and we're going to try to get it all in. This First off, let's do this. We'll do part of 35. I don't need the full minute, 17 seconds. I just really want the soundbite that's in the quote. So it's one of the foreign ministers of Canada, Anita Anand, who says, Trump never notified us of the upcoming strikes on Iran. This is cut 35. Listen to this.
First and foremost, Canada wasn't involved. We weren't notified, and we do not have an intention to be involved in any military strikes or operation.
Everybody knows that they wouldn't. And, you know, my friend said, well, to be fair, I don't think that Trump would notify Iran if he was going to strike Canada either. So, yeah. Yeah. What a dumb thing. What a dumb thing for them to say. They haven't been as bad as Spain. Spain needs to go. They just need to get out of NATO. Done with them. In fact, they sent a letter to Ursula von der Leyen denouncing the aggression of the United States against Iran. Can you believe this? Yeah, get them out. Never, no, nothing. Get them out, all possible speed. And then we should start evaluating the memberships of other countries at this point as well. In fact, with the United Nations, let's just kick Spain out of NATO, get everybody out of the UN. Let's go ahead, pull up that property in Manhattan. Prime real estate.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. So, I don't know. I'm just, I got that. Let me play. I got a couple of other. Oh, So Bill Clinton, he gave his testimony before this closed door congressional meeting yesterday. Cut 26. So he was sitting next to his attorney. And he's looking back through all of these old Epstein photos and emails and memories. And I want you to watch his face. For those of you who are listening and not watching the simulcast, I will describe the reaction. He's sitting at a table, mouth open. His lawyer takes one of them from him at one point. Oh, it's a photo. He's got to look at a photo. He's so weird.
Mr. President, we have about
look at he's so happy. He's reminiscing. He's going back through those old memories. And you know, one of the photos of him was in a hot tub with other women and some other people. And I hate hot tubs. They're gross. It's people soup. It's soup. You're stewing yourself and it's disgusting. I will never. Oh no, I hate them. Hate them. Baths are like that. It's stew. You're stewing yourself. You're seasoning yourself with your bath salts. That's what you're doing. But he's looking back through those old photos and he's not. I mean, what a difference between him and Hillary. This is cut 24. This is when, they were asked about, is that when she got mad and decided to get out and said she was going to leave? Is that the one where she got mad?
No.
Oh, no, this is 27. Yeah. Here, well, play 27. This is Hill Dog.
Information. Okay. I went to the fundraiser to support my friend Nita Lowy.
All right.
Excuse me, can I interrupt?
There are
photos that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying from inside this room. Can you please advise me as to whether or not that's permissible and consistent with the rules, particularly given that we have asked for a public hearing? If there are photos that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying, can you please explain how
that
occurred?
I'm done with this. If you guys are doing that, I am done. You can hold me in contempt from now until the cows come home. This is just typical behavior.
I did post one.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I would like to understand how that's permissible.
Before the hearing was...
It doesn't matter. We all are abiding by the same rules.
I will take that down.
I would like to take a break at this moment.
I find her outrage so performative because she is the woman who hired Fusion GPS to take discredited Russian oppo and launder it through the press, take the resulting stories, present them to a FISA judge, and demand a surveillance warrant on numerous people that were working on the Trump campaign simply because they didn't like them. And this was in 2016. And it happened because she was declared to be in violation of federal campaign finance law, and she had to pay a hefty six-figure sum for it, not just her, but also the DNC. So I really don't give a rat's ass if she thinks that this is not what they agreed to. Because, see, we, the American people, agreed to free and fair elections, which she actively tried to undermine. Remember, this oppo that they took was so discredited, the FBI just washed their hands of it even. And this was the FBI. You had one of the women who was with Fusion GPS, Nellie Oher. Bruce Oher was at the DOJ, and he had the relationship with the FBI. And Nellie Oher was bringing this discredited oppo to him. They were sharpening it up. They did all that. And then they had journalists write about the oppo as though it was an independent fine for a story. And then they presented the stories as evidence to necessitate a surveillance warrant. Particularly, one of the biggest ones was Carter Page. And one of the reasons why the Carter Page surveillance was so bad, and these are from the people who freaked out when you had Valerie Plame, a pencil pusher within the CIA who was outed. They outed a CIA agent, an operative against Russia. And what they were trying to argue with Carter Page is that he was an operative for Russia. And the CIA actually had to contact the FBI that was investigating this and say, you need to knock it off right the hell now. And this was even after the warrant came out. The surveillance warrant, the FBI was in charge. The CIA had to intervene because it was jeopardizing his cover, because he was an asset against Russia for the CIA. So she created an international incident. She tried to undermine a free and fair election. And she's going to act like she's upset that someone leaked a picture of her from a closed door hearing. She's lucky that's the only thing that happened. Now compare her countenance to that of Bill Clinton, who's sitting there looking back through those old moments. He looks real happy. He says he was real happy about it. Also, this is interesting. Let's do 22, because Lauren Boebert asked Bill Clinton if Epstein killed himself. This was interesting. Watch this. 22.
I'd like to ask you personally and directly, do you believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself?
Are you asking him to speculate on how Mr. Epstein died?
I'm asking what the president thinks of...
So you're asking his opinion?
Mr. President, was your friend Jeffrey Epstein suicidal?
Are you classifying him as a friend who he has testified that he was friendly?
He has called him a friend in a letter.
He said he was friendly, but not... True. You've asked for his testimony.
Mr. President, do you believe that Jeffrey Epstein was suicidal?
Do you know?
Was he ever suicidal?
She's asking for the best of your
understanding. I don't know. I only know what the medical finding was. I think maybe... He finally got caught, and I don't know. I've accepted
his lawyers are
gone. I don't know what happened.
Mr. President, what did you accept, that he killed himself or that he did not?
That he did, but I don't know.
Yes, sir. Thank
and
you, Mr. President.
We don't. None of us know.
Very interesting. His lawyers are good. Yeah. He's got good lawyers right there with him. The other old dude sitting to his right was like, yeah, don't say anymore. Like, shut up now. But I thought it was funny when he was reminiscent, and that one attorney who was sitting to his left, she just grabbed that, like, yeah, get over it. And he's like, wait, give it back. Can I just explain something else, too? This is not really, like, you know, like, in this, but this is, like, the perfect video contrast. We played her video, and we played his, of between them. Do you see what I mean when, I think he's a horrible person, but do you see what I mean when he has this amiability that she does not? Even when she's not speaking, she just sits there and she is abrasive without even saying a word. You know what I mean? She is just abrasive while sitting there and doing nothing. And then he seems, and even in her mannerisms, he is just a lot more relaxed. That's how they have always been. That's why people like him, but they always hated her. and they tolerated her because they liked him in the Democrat Party. It is, I find that fascinating. How the hell does that marriage work? I mean, I really don't want to know, but I am also like, because he is so laid back and she is a razor, like everything. She's just sharp and not friendly and not, you know, it's just odd, is it not? I don't know. That's like, I think that's less typical for women to have a more amiable kind of, I feel like Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers very much had like that amiable countenance, but I don't know of a modern day woman that does. I really don't. You? That has, and even that is that laid back like that. Margaret Thatcher could do it.
Yeah.
Because she could sit there and she was, you know, if you watch old videos of her in debates and all this, and she was just very calm and amiable, but really sharp-witted. It's just very rare, but I just, the difference between those two, and everybody used to say that it was in the mind of the people. After Hillary Clinton told everybody that she didn't have time to stay home and bake cookies and have teas, and that made all the women mad, and then Bill Clinton had to go out there and do all this damage control. I was in high school when that happened. That was in the 90s. And you could really tell that everybody was tolerating her because of him. Even then. Like, she didn't get along with Al Gore, Tipper. She didn't get along with any of them. It was always real weird. Just very different. I wanted to, let's see here. By the way, this happened in New York. This is, I don't know if we can play all of it, but this is 17. In New York City, Islamists were in the streets displaying images of the Khamenei and then also chanting "Globalize the Intifada" in New York. Watch. Gosh, you know, none of these people have probably even been to the Middle East. Some of them, by judging by them, they would probably be thrown from rooftops. That's just amazing. In New York, protesting for this guy. In New York.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan, it's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. And we're just a little bit away from today in stupidity. Make sure that you sign up for chapter and verse as well over at Substack, and find the podcast too if you missed anything earlier. Okay, play this thing. You guys have been talking about this all day. Play it. Play it, Kane. Set this up for me, because it's about...
All right, yeah, McDonald's CEO went viral online, through TikTok, because he was, you know, sampling the Big Arch, the
first
new
all,
McDonald's, you know, product. Thing. So this is him here doing that. So he's talking about it. And he's saying dumb stuff like it has beef notes and stuff like that. Like, he was tasting wine. It's a McDonald's burger. But look at that. Watch. Ooh, look. And then he says this is a big bite when it wasn't a big bite at all. Oh, I guess we didn't get that part. All right. Well, so
We can play it and actually hear it.
All right.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's get to the part where he says that this is...
It. Got so much
this
to
is
it.
A big
okay,
bite.
Shush.
This is
the truth.
Mm. That is so good.
Okay, so we don't have
that
the part.
He eats that regularly. Do you think he eats his own restaurant's food?
I don't think he does much.
He looks very... I don't know.
Do
I wouldn't
that's
trust
the average
it. I don't.
McDonald's.
I wouldn't take hamburger advice from that guy.
He doesn't look like the average person, let alone the average McDonald's consumer.
You think he's an alien?
He's CEO.
Alien CEO?
Could be.
So this is the... Wait, so that's the McDonald's
that's the
CEO.
McDonald's.
This is the Burger King CEO?
I would assume in response to 30, that viral
yeah, play
video.
30. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's a big bite.
Not bad, right?
And that's how
only
the regular person eats a burger.
A napkin.
Okay, now and then he was like, I need a napkin.
How the McDonald's CEO ate the burger is not how regular people eat burgers. And that's
yeah, it seemed like he was afraid of it. Like, yeah. Look at this. This is meh. And he's wearing a white shirt, right? A white sweater. Like, why would you be doing that? Knowing that you're going to be eating this.
A V-neck.
He's like, so processed. I know POTUS likes McDonald's, but I don't get it. It's like one of those things, if it stays on the counter for like more than 5 minutes, it smells bad. Right?
Well, McDonald's actually, they're known for their burgers lasting years and years, like in a closet without any mold or anything.
Who does that? Who puts their burgers
in
a closet
seen those
for
videos?
Years?
Where somebody pulls out something from like 2002, a burger they bought in 2002 and left in the closet.
Lorraine says that she can tell the Burger King CEO clearly eats Burger King food and the McDonald's guy does not eat McDonald's food.
That's
oh,
exactly
completely.
True.
Yeah.
That's
it looks
true.
Just like it. Yeah. All right. Today in stupidity, what do we got?
All right. Well, let's go. This was the candidate for governor in Oklahoma one. This is cut 29. His name's Ginter Drummond. Apparently, he wants more illegal immigration for him. Listen.
To any immigrant that wants to come to the United States, any? To come to Oklahoma and integrate into our state, I welcome you with open arms.
Okay.
All right.
Then. I mean, I just think the history we have over the last few years with immigration, you may want to slow down with some of that rhetoric.
That's Pioneer Woman's family. They're the Drummond family. That's a Pioneer Woman's family.
Really?
Yeah. That is, I don't know how, I think he's... I don't know, like if he's one of their brothers or something like that. But yeah, that's part of that family. That family is a prominent family in Oklahoma. They're big ranchers, and that's a Pioneer Woman's family. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. That does it for us today, folks. Find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse, Facebook, YouTube, like and subscribe. Podcast as well if you missed anything. Back with you tomorrow.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Are you a fraud paying American? One in four tax paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.